Welcome to this podcast by The Rocks Church. We hope you find it challenging and inspiring. For more information, visit therocks.church.
Hey everyone, my name is Daniel. I'm so glad you could join us today. You know, today is a special Sunday for our church family because this is our Kingdom Builders Sunday. I'll explain a little bit later what it is for those of you who are new. Today, my purpose is not to preach to you. Instead, today I want to share with you what's in my heart, or more precisely, what God has put in my heart about our church, The Rocks, about what God is currently doing in our midst, and about where I believe God is taking us. So whoever you are, wherever you're watching this from, I want to invite you on this journey. If you're not yet a follower of Jesus Christ, I believe you're here for a reason as well. So keep tuning in because I believe God wants to speak to you today as well. Now, do you remember that time in your life where something happened and your life has never been the same again since, when your life is forever changed? I remember so clearly 16th of January 2006, like it was yesterday. That's the day my son Jaden was born. I know it's always a special day when your child is born into this world, but for me, it was especially special because we had been praying for him for 10 years. Fertility doctors told us that we couldn't have a baby, but how many of you know what is impossible for men is actually possible for God? So anyway, on that beautiful Monday, my son was born and my life is forever changed. Let me tell you, God is in the business of changing lives. He changed the life of a young virgin named Mary forever when an angel came to her saying, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." He changed the lives of some fishermen forever with a simple invitation, "Come, I will make you fishers of people." He changed the life of a religious teacher named Nicodemus forever when Jesus told him, "You must be born again." He changed the life of a woman caught in adultery forever with the words, "I do not condemn you either. Go and sin no more." And he changed the life of a Christian killer named Saul forever and turned him into the greatest church planter of all time with the words, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." And he even changed the life of a criminal who was crucified with Jesus. Literally, he was at the end of his life when Jesus told him, "This very day, you will be with me in paradise." Let me tell you, whatever your situation is, God is in the business of changing lives. And he wants to change your life and mine forever. And when you say yes to God, trust me, your life will never be the same again. It will be forever changed. And not just for us, together, we have the potential to change the people around us, to change our community, to change our city, our country, and even our world forever. You know, the COVID-19 pandemic has changed our world forever as well. Even though things are starting to return to normal again, at least here in Perth, whatever normal means, I know some of you have lost your jobs. You've lost your income. Some of you have even lost your relatives and family members. If that's you, my heart really goes out to you. We want you to know that we are praying for you. Please let us know if we could help you in any way. So our world has changed since the pandemic began late last year. Even churches were forced to shut down. This has never happened before. But how many of you know what was meant to harm us, God can turn it for good to accomplish His purpose for us? You know, the church building may be shut down temporarily, but the work of the Holy Spirit can never be shut down. Churches are now waking up to the tremendous opportunities to reach the online world. You know, since our gathering moved to online only, we have seen an exponential jump in our online viewership. Do you know that our YouTube channel is seen in 24 different countries, including some countries we would never thought of reaching, such as Kenya, Japan, Ukraine, and Germany? Do you know that since we started meeting only online, we have had a total watching hours of 5,600 hours? And we've also had more than 27,000 views, including, surprisingly, 468 views from the UK and 2,147 views from the US. And these numbers don't even include those who watch us from Facebook, which we started introducing only a few weeks ago. I want to read you some comments we received from our online viewers. Thank you so much for this message. It just confirms what I had been sharing with my unchurched stepsister. Bless you for delivering such a timely message. Don Slifkov. Thank you, Pastor D. It's amazing how you can explain a difficult lesson and make it so easy to understand. Now I understand the true power of our God. God bless you. Christopher Budiman. We also have lots of shorter messages like these. My first time watching, and I thank you all. I have subscribed and will tune in weekly. Bev Rodstad. Just the message I needed. Thank you. Kia ora, kia kaha. Tanya Sword. Kia ora and kia kaha to you too, Tanya. Isn't it amazing what God is doing through our online gathering? Pandemic or not, God is in the business of changing lives. And it's not just adults' lives who are being changed either. Our children are also not left behind during this pandemic lockdown. Our amazing Next Generation team prepared amazing online contents for our kids week after week. Listen to some of the things that they said that they learned during this pandemic season. Children are a gift from God. And when we teach them in the way that they should go, when they're older, they will not depart from it. During this pandemic, we're also pleased to be partnering with the Pregnancy Problem House. This amazing organization helps vulnerable pregnant women, their unborn babies, and women who are struggling with their decision to abort their child and give them the support that they need to make the right decision. Thanks to your generosity, we were able to help them in their most time of need. God timing is perfect. It's crazy to think how God crossed our paths together to accomplish His purpose. No one can stop God, let me tell you. God is in the business of changing lives. Thousands of lives have been impacted by our ministry. And this week, we have the privilege of baptizing two people, Guan Lim and Rhys Burgess. I want you to take a look. Congratulations, Guan and Rhys. I'm so happy for you. I will never get tired of being a part of that. And you should never get tired of being a part of forever changing people's lives as well. So thank you. You're going to hear their complete testimony soon. But for today, I want you to listen to Guan's testimony. I was born in a non-Christian family. My family is loving. My childhood was good. Despite having all these, I realized there was always a hole of emptiness in my heart. I'm constantly looking for things to fill that hole in order to feel more accomplished and successful. Before I know it, my desires and expectations become the chains that control my life. On the 1st of April 2018, I was invited to the Rocks Church Easter Day event. This was my first church experience. I remember being extremely nervous, not knowing what I should be wearing, where should I park, and what I needed to do when I got there. I sat in my car for 15 minutes before I managed to muster enough courage to step out of the car and walk to the front door. I remembered how friendly the host team was that day. The Rocks made me feel like I belong from the very beginning, and that's how my spiritual journey began. It started with doubt and uncertainty. By coming to the Rocks every single week and listening to the Word of God, I'm continually exposed to the truth. I'm exposed to the love that is beyond comprehension. I decided to open my heart and give my life to Jesus. I believe He died on the cross for my sins. I believe I'm forgiven, and now I have eternal life. Since then, He fills the hole of emptiness in my heart with joy and peace like no one could ever give. I want to thank all of you out there, the Rocks Church family. Today, I want to declare that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Again, Guan's life and Rhys' life are forever changed because of many of you who give your hard-earned money, your priority percentage giving to the Rocks. You give, you serve, because you understand this is our ministry together. This is not the work of one person. Let me tell you, every single time you hear stories of life change. It's not because of the work of one person. It takes the whole body of Christ. This is what all of us have been called to do as followers of Jesus Christ, which is why I want to challenge you. If you consider The Rocks your home, if you've been blessed by what we do, I want to challenge you to be a kingdom builder. What is a kingdom builder? A kingdom builder is someone who is committed to put God and His kingdom first financially by giving a priority percentage giving. That means you prioritize God first with your finance by giving regularly a percentage of your income so together we can continue to do what God has called us to do, and that is to be the church for those who are far from God and lead them into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. 2 weeks ago, my good friend Tim Healy spoke an awesome and timely message called 7 Habits of Highly Generous People. And point number 7 of his message, I thought was just brilliant. He said, we need to give with kingdom priority. I want to let you listen for yourself. Please listen carefully because this is gold.
And then finally, number 7, the last habit of good, godly, generous givers is that they give with kingdom priority. They give with kingdom priority. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 33, it says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. In other words, Jesus is encouraging us here to prioritize the rule of God and the reign of God over our lives, and that includes where and how we direct our giving. You see, our giving, friends, is about more than just philanthropy. You don't have to be a Christian to be a philanthropist. In fact, some of the most generous philanthropists in our world are not Christians, and they give to all sorts of necessary and valuable causes. But for you and for me, as followers of Jesus, there is something about our giving that should reflect a kingdom priority. Jesus said, I am building my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That is what Jesus is committing to build. The kingdom of God has come and is coming, and that is what Jesus is committed to expanding and advancing. So part of our giving should reflect this kingdom priority. At the end of the day, God has determined in His wisdom, in His will, in His economy, and His purpose that the expansion of His kingdom and the building of His church will be funded and financed by those who have a burden for it, those who belong to it. There are no government organizations out there supporting what we do here. Synergy has never in the history of the Rocks ever come to Pastor Daniel and said, Pastor Daniel, we love what you're doing here at the Rocks. We're going to give you free electricity for the next 12 months. It's never happened. Water Corp has never come to the Rocks and said, hey, we love what you're doing. We love your vision for this particular part of our city. We're going to give you free water for a year. It just does not happen, right? God has determined in His wisdom and economy that the demands of being a faith community and a faith family are going to be met by the passion and conviction of those who belong to that faith community, by the open hearts and the open hands, the generosity of His people. Now, God could rain down $50 bills onto the parking lot every Monday, and Michael and Daniel and John could go out and they could gather it up every Monday, but never in the history of the Rocks has that ever happened, nor will it, because God has determined that He will advance His kingdom and build His church through your generosity and through mine. And church, our capacity is inextricably tied to our generosity. In other words, the more we give, the more we can do. Our capacity is inextricably tied to our generosity. The more we give, the more we can do. Let me finish with this final story. I heard about a pastor who was leading his church through a building renovation. And he came to his congregation one day and he said, hey, I've got good news and I've got bad news. Which do you want to hear first? They said, give us the good news. He said, well, the good news is that God has provided everything we need to complete the building renovation from start to finish. Needless to say, the people were elated. They applauded and they cheered and they hallelujahed and they amened. Then the pastor said, the bad news is it's all still in your pockets. And it's absolutely true. Everything God has provided is already there, but it has to flow through us if it's going to continue to flow to us. If you are willing to position yourself as a channel through which God can pour His provision into the lives of the faith community so that the faith community can serve the broader community, then God will continue to pour His provision not only through you, but to you. So, as we answer the call of God to live a generous life, let's do it willingly, cheerfully, sacrificially, regularly, in a way that is proportionate to our capacity and in a way that reflects kingdom priority. Amen.
Amazing. If you haven't seen the whole message, I encourage you to watch it. You're going to be so blessed. You know, The Rock started in 2004 with a very humble beginning. There were only a few of us back then, and we met in a rented property. Because we've been faithful with the little, God entrusted us with more and more. Fast forward 16 years later, in 2020, everything that we have, the thousands of lives that have been impacted by our ministry, the hundreds of baptisms we've had over the years, is because of the work of God done through the incredibly generous people who paid a price and gave their priority percentage giving through Kingdom Builders. Right now, we are able to enjoy the blessings, reap the rewards, do the works of ministry, change thousands of lives, because in the past, we had incredible people who paid the price so we could be here today. Now, before us stands the opportunity to continue this incredible work so more lives can be forever changed through the gospel. And I'm proud to announce that starting next month, we're going to have a new campus, The Rocks Valdivis. We believe this is a move of God. It is an existing church of about 150 people who decided that they want to join the Rocks Church family so they can continue to reach the community in Valdivis more effectively with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every single time I drive down there, I see new land sales. I see hundreds and hundreds of houses, new estates. I see young families, children, youth, young adults, by the thousands that are going to be impacted for generations to come by the Rocks Valdivis. Because we will serve them with the love of Jesus Christ. We will be faithful in preaching the gospel of God's love, grace, and forgiveness. Which is why I implore you, join us in becoming a kingdom builder. Imagine what we could do together. Imagine what we can accomplish together. How might we move God's kingdom forward in ways far beyond we can imagine if we simply said, "Yes, God, use me, use my talents, use my finance, use my everything." This year, I'm also excited to announce that we make joining Kingdom Builders easier than ever. In previous years, we always start Kingdom Builders in June and end in May the following year. This makes it hard for people who come to our church after June. So from this year onwards, you can join us and be a kingdom builder anytime. There's no pledge form to fill. You can give any percentage. We challenge you to give at least 10%, but make sure you give within your means. And you can change your giving anytime as your income changes, and you can also stop anytime. All we ask is for you to make a commitment in giving your regular priority percentage giving. When you give regularly, you make it easier for us to be responsible with our budgeting and giving so we can do more for the kingdom of God. So I want to pray for all of us so God will give us the wisdom and the desire and the courage to be generous for His kingdom. If you're with your partner, will you hold hands together and pray this prayer with me? Father God, because You so loved us, You gave us Your very best. You gave us Your Son Jesus for us. And Father, because we love You, we want to put You and Your kingdom first in our lives. We want to learn from You. We want to give You our very best through our priority percentage giving. Give us the courage to do it, knowing that You are the God who provides. We will lack nothing. You have the ability to open the floodgates of heaven to bless us so we will lack nothing. Instead, you will lead us into green pastures. You will lead us beside quiet waters. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I want to show you step-by-step instruction how you can give your priority percentage giving and be a kingdom builder. First, I want you to take your mobile device. You can do it now. I'll give you some time. Or you can also do it through your computer. I'll give you a few moments to do so. Once you've done that, I want you to start your web browser and type this URL, www.therocks.church/give. www.therocks.church/give. And once you're there, you can choose give, brackets, kingdom builders, and everything should be self-explanatory from there. That's it from me. If you have any question, make sure you email us at info@therocks.church, or you can also go to our website, www.therocks.church/give. Thank you so much for partnering with us. If you live in Perth, I will see you next week live in person as we start our physical gathering again at 9 a.m., 10:15 a.m., and 11:30 a.m. Let me pray for all of you. Father God, you love it when you see a heart that sacrifices. You love it when people look beyond themselves. And so, Father, we're believing now as a church that we will move in unity in generosity through our priority percentage giving. And we're believing that we're going to see new facilities open. We're going to see new opportunities to change people's lives forever. And God, I pray for every person right now who has been giving sacrificially, every person who is giving generously and joyfully, we want to thank you for them. And I speak your favor and your blessing into their lives. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured out into their lap. We thank you for answered prayer. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more great resources and to keep yourself up to date, head to our website. Visit therocks.church.